We talked about Nazir Shimshon versus Nazir Olam. And we said, you know, these are very fascinating institutions to compare. When we talk about Nazir Olam, it doesn't mean that a person can't ever cut their hair, right? Nazir Shimshon, in fact, it does mean that. It means on some kind of a cycle, right? The Gemara determined, right, Miyamim Yamima means Achas L'shana, he's going to cut his hair, but there is a model in terms of Nazir Shimshon where the person isn't going to ever cut their hair. Remember, that becomes the fulcrum of the whole Shimshon story, right? When he cuts his hair, sort of he loses his special status. And, you know, in conjunction that with that, we're going to see today, just, you know, sort of foreshadowing, this idea of a Nazir Olam versus a Nazir Le'olam, the latter of which matches Nazir Shimshon in that particular halacha, namely that there's no opportunity to cut one's hair and any kind, you know, of a regular cycle. To review the other point that we talked about yesterday, and I really want to get the point, you know, across, and then to develop it from the other point of view, which is, we said, if it was one thing you have to remember from yesterday, it's the idea of Stam Nazir Shloshim Yom. And that's not an obvious thing, because once you introduce a concept that there is a Nazir La'olam, right, that there's a Nazir Olam and that it could go on forever, if I would say, unless otherwise specified, the guy's a Nazir forever, especially according to the Ramban, it says you basically have no right to opt out of Nazir, so that's a chayt. So why should we impute to this guy a chayt? So the idea that we say, Stam Nazir Shloshim Yom, should not be taken for granted. Now, I want to play that on the other side with your permission for a moment. The fact that there is a minimum amount of time, that we're not going to allow a Nazirus of 3 days or 7 days or even 27 days, I think it's very consequential here, because the whole idea of Nazirus, and again, I said at the beginning yesterday, I'm not afraid to say it again today. If you're going to take one thing, take this idea. The idea of Nazirus is supposed to be transformational. This isn't the kind of thing that a person says, I had a bucket list, I checked off going to Tahiti. Yeah, I was a Nazir for whatever, you know, a week. You know, that was an interesting week. That's not what it's meant to be. A month is the basic amount of time in halacha that we consider to be sufficiently transformative for it to have an impact. That's why we have the idea of Avela Shloshim Yom. That's why the idea we have, you know, when it comes to the Eishes Yifas Torah, Uvachsas Aviyah Vesima, Yerach Yomim, that 30 days is a sufficient amount of time to really have an impact on a person. It's the minimum amount of time. Please don't misunderstand me. Obviously, 6 months is more than a month. And I don't mean quantitatively. I don't mean by 5 months. It's obviously, you know, geometric when you start spending, you know, time there. I remember my Rabbi Rav Lichtenstein, you know, like to, you know, say in terms of the time that one spends in yeshiva, let's say a person has the privilege of doing so for a year or 2 years or 3 years. He said, you know, you shouldn't relate to these things arithmetically. There's obviously a qualitative aspect to that in terms of the level of formation, which goes on. So I think it is very important, and again, please don't leave now, but if this is the one point you're going to take, the idea that we don't go lower than 30 days is also important, because it gets back to that Rambam that we were discussing on Sunday night, the week before last, right, where the Rambam said that, you know, Nazir, if it's taken in a cavalier way, it's very sinful, but if it's taken in a way of getting closer to Hashem, then it's Nazir LaHashem. And so for that, it has to be a serious commitment, right? We're not looking for, you know, this kind of, you know, person, you know, so again, write a, you know, an article or whatever, you know, here's what it was like to be Nazir for a week. Okay. So on the Mishnah, Zayin Amud Aleph, on the fourth line, let me just give everybody to a chance to get together. Find the space. Aaron, it was so nice to see representatives of the future with you. That was a special treat.
This morning, he's sleeping in this morning.
Okay, well, that's what we call in the field an excused absence, okay? Right. All right, so the Mishnah says, Amar Hareni Nazir Achaz Gidoli, so the language, I'm a Nazir in a very grand way, Hareni Nazir. Achas Kitana Filim Bikamdat Sofa Odlam Nazir Shloshim Yom. So a person uses these kinds of languages which are not concrete by nature. It's not what we'll call davar sheyeshlo kitsusa, where there's a fixed amount. So achas gedola, achas ketana. So it's a nazir shloshim yom. You can't go less than 30 days. And even if he says achas gedola, which means, you know, mikan va'ad sofa olam, we say it's 30 days. So the Gemara says, amai mikan va'ad sofa olam kamar. So that could take, I don't know, obviously, in the times of the Mishnah and Gemara, it would have taken you your whole lifetime to get around the world, okay? Forget about Magellan to navigate the globe, but, you know, today it would take a certain amount of time also. It's more a reflection of his psychology that he's saying, this seems to me a very long time. So it's not, Mikan ver makom ploni. Pachas mishloshim yom nazir shloshim yom. Can't go beneath that. Vim lav nazir kiminin hayomim. So the Gemara says, wait a second. I have a kasha, because if a person says, you know, I'm a nazir from here till Cincinnati, I'm a nazir from here to Manchester, I'm a nazir from here to Gateshead, or whatever it is. So then we're going to measure how long it takes. And as long as it's more than 30 days, it's going to be that amount of time, right? We assume that he means it in a literal fashion. So why wouldn't we relate to Mikan Vat Sofa'ol in the same way? What exactly is the distinction? Okay, so Ve'ema Hachanami Arichli Amilsa Duchan Vatan Makom Ploni. So I'm a Rava Shehechazik V'derech. So Rava says, I give you a very simple answer, because he's already made the trip. Right? He's already made the trip, and he knows exactly how long that it takes. Tosos adds a little bit of color to this that I find very meaningful in light of the travails of, you know, ancient travel, which is that if he made the trip, it's very reasonable to assume circumstantially that he wants to be a nazir. Because remember this whole idea of taking a neder b'shas tzara. And traveling is very dangerous. Traveling is very, very dangerous. And if somebody had taken, let's call it a 6-week journey, you know, from here to, I don't know, you know, Tucson, Arizona, or whatever it is, and it was very dangerous, and they survived. You know, when I was a little kid, there was a like the earliest computer game ever called the Oregon Trail. Okay, and it was about journeying to the American West. If anybody ever heard of it, and you know what would happen is you would be journeying with you know, in a wagon of people, and then all of a sudden it would say, you know, Tommy died of diphtheria, Tommy died of cholera. Literally, this is the game, okay? You can look it up, Oregon Trail, maybe one of the earliest computer games that you could ever play. So it was very, very dangerous. So you can imagine a person saying, I'm a Nazir every single day I'm on this trip. It was a 6-week trip. Thank God I survived to tell the story. Tommy didn't, or whatever it is. So that makes a lot of sense circumstantially. That's the perspective of the Baal Yatosa. So hechtik baderech. So we see, v'lahavi kol parasu parasa, summer of papa ba'asu to lo mani parasi. So again, this is a situation where they don't actually count how many parasos. The parasu is formula. V'lahavi kol avna ba'avna. And avna is basically a provincial capital. Rashi points out it's where they would collect taxes in that particular. So why don't we measure in that fashion? V'lotana v'ni nazir kafar arat z'chusei roshi cholayam. Hareza Nazir Olam, that gets back into the category of Nazir Olam, as we had explained in Megaleach, Echad L'Shloshim Yom, and we allow him to cut his hair on a regular basis, instead of it being on an annual basis, here it would be on a monthly basis. So the Gemara responds as a basic difference. Kol Milsa De'is Be'kitzusa Lo Ketani, that if you use a formulation where there's actually a limit, right, as opposed to Afar Ha'ara, Tuchasei Aroshi, Kuchol Hayam, which, as the Torah itself says, when Avraham Avinu was promised that your descendants will be like that, where the pasuk says, it's obviously impossible. So here we have a Ve'atanya. This is Atanya bin Nichusa. This is the supporting evidence. Person says, all the days of my life. So he's a Nazir Olam. And again, he's going to be able to cut his hair on some kind of a regular basis. Hareza Nazir But if he uses a discrete amount of time, even if it's 100 years or 1,000 years, so he's not a Nazir Olam, he's a Nazir Le'olam. What's the difference of a Nazir Le'olam? That's a lot more like Nazir Shimshon, but of course, including Tumas Meis, that there's no capacity for him to cut his hair. So Rabbi Marshani Saros Holmuvdalos Zomizo. So Rabbi says it's a little bit hard because how much can we really learn from this anomalous case? Because the Se'aros don't necessarily, you know, go one to the other. So if he's appealing to Se'aroshi, maybe it's kind of like an anomalous case. So Gabi Yomi Nami, Aksiva, Yereva, Yvoker, Yom Echad. The same thing with saying it for a certain amount of days, right? Isn't each day separated from itself? So the Gemara says not so fast. Hasam Lav, Demitsuki, Miadadihu, Mai Kamar Yamam Valelia, Chad Yomahu. Right, so there's a really fascinating theory of time. Again, if we were learning nuclear physics, we might be able to spend a little bit more time on this, right? But the idea is that, you know, our relationship to time is a fascinating one. On the one hand, as Einstein would have said, time is continuum, okay? Time is, it doesn't really stop. One day necessarily goes into the other. On the other hand, for human purposes, in a sense, right, in terms of the way that we relate to it, we say, Yom Valayla, that completes one day. But we really don't look at this, you know, the way that we look at this, the anatomically distinct follicles of hair, and therefore the days naturally run into each other. Hasam lav the mifsiki mehadadi. So my kamar, you might belali a chad yomalula. Olam la mifsiki mehadadi. Rabbi Amar la melcha. It's truly a kulei ha. He says you're making it all too complicated. Shani hasam de haktani hareini nazir achas. So he says, why are you making it so complicated? If the person says hareini nazir, so then we know that it's an integrated and fully integrated form. Just put it on mute. It's a fully integrated form of the zeros, and that should be enough for us to understand that what we're dealing with is one completely integrated form of Naziris along the lines of Nazir Olam. So again, up until now, we've dealt with the minimum, right? Shloshim Yom, and again, I want to reiterate on that point that Shloshim Yom is a reflection of the idea that it has to be somewhat formative. So Aaron, just give me 1 second to get in this next section, which relates directly to the previous section, then we'll take the question. So the Mishnah says, well, let's say a person uses a formulation that might be summative. Okay, so Hareini Nazir v'yom echad, Hareini Nazir v'sha achas, Hareini Nazir achas v'mechza. So three similar formulations. We're going to want to know why we need all three. So I'm a Nazir plus 1 day, or a Nazir plus 1 hour, a Nazir plus a half, Hareza Nazir shtayim. Once you go over one, so he has to observe two distinctive Naziros, which will take you up to the area of 60 days. The Gemara says, it's obvious, Lama the mystical, honey. It's Richi, the Tanya Reini Nazir, V'yom Echad, Hachdam in a Nazirus, L'yom Echad, right? Obviously, you can't have a Nazirus for 1 day. It's got to be at least 30 days. So, Imti Lahachi, Kamani, Tartin. That's why he counts two distinctive Nazirus, one after the other. Aval Hareini Nazir, V'sha'achas, Limni, Shloshim V'achad Yom. But if you just said, it's 30 days plus an hour, so we know that Naziris doesn't get down to the level of hours. We're not going to give him that, but just say, okay, observe one Naziris for 31 days. So Kamash Malan, that what he did was he broke up his Naziris into two different portions, right? Hareini Nazir, that's Shloshim Yom, and then the Sha'achas, right, even 1 moment, 1 hour, into the next unit, so that's going to be Mechayiv him in another whole set of Naziris of 30 days. Now, what about that last case? You tell a Sha'achas, Mishum lonachas adavka, right? Naziris doesn't get involved. If he says I'm a nazir and a half, right? So I would have assumed if somebody had come to me, you know, without any inside trading information of the Gemara, says I'm a nazir and a half. You know what I would have told you? 45 days, 30 plus a half. Okay, so the nachas adavka, so emalo, so limni tarti, kamash emalo limni tarti kamash lon kulhu nazir shtayim. That all of these are the language of Nazir plus another Nazir. So the reason I wanted to just get this in quickly, then we'll turn it over to Aaron, is what you see is something really, really interesting. Is that even in situations where it would be totally reasonable for a person to say, oh, what's clearly being appealed to here is an extension of Naziris, whether it's 31 days, whether it's 45 days, we really look at this formulation of Hareini Nazir, or Stam Nazir Shloshim, is a very powerful idea. Right? That becomes the default. And our interpretation is of the Sha'achas, he's now moving into a separate Naziris. So remember I said yesterday that had you asked me without any inside information, a person says that I'm a Nazir Stam, I would have said Nazir Olam, right? Because, you know, they didn't otherwise specify. But we'd really see here that Stam Nazir Shloshim Yom means that is the controlling principle. And any ambiguity really, really, really is built off of that. So a person says Hareini Nazir, right? That's Shloshim Yom. And then we'll say the Sha'achas, the Yom Achas, the Mechatzah, whatever it is, that's going to be another Naziris, okay? And again, when we're talking about another Naziris, we're not talking about another Naziris of 15 days. We're not talking about another Naziris of a day. We're talking about going for another set of 30 days. So it's really a controlling kind of an idea. Aaron, please.
Okay. In the previous section, the previous Mishnah, I wasn't sure I understood that if you had discrete entities, there was a havamim to say, whether it's aros or yomim, that each one of those would cascade into multiple terms of naziros. Was that what we were saying?
Right. So, the question is really the line of demarcation is milsa de isla kitusa, milsa de la isla kitusa. Is something considered to be finite or not? In other words, can you say that it has a discrete and finite endpoint? Now, things like Chol Hayam and Seyar Harosh and all of these things, you know, can we talk about them as having a finite amount, or even, you know, days, right? So on the one hand, we said that, you know, when it comes to time, you could talk about a day as a discrete finite entity, you know, v'yer v'yivoker yom echad. On the other hand, it's very hard to talk about days in that fashion, because, you know, they run naturally into the other, right? To some extent, the experience that we have in terms of days as finite institutions is, you know, v'yer v'yivoker yom echad. So halachically speaking, yeah, there is such a concept as a day, and Bris Milah, it has to be the eighth day. But at a different level, these things all, you know, go naturally one into the other. That's the question. Does it fit into a Milsadis Bekitsusa or not?
So what we end up saying is, even though on the one hand there's an aspect of the way we view them in terms of Mizirus, is that whether it's hair or days, they flow one into another, and it's not relevant in terms of establishing separate terms of Mizirus.
Correct.
Is that a fair statement?
Exactly right. And a very practical nafkamina here, Aaron, is that we were trying to evaluate Nazir Olam versus Nazir Le'olam. Whether it's, you know, even if we're going to say this person is a Nazir in perpetuity, there's a big difference between saying that he's in perpetuity, but we really divide it into discrete units. Like, he's going to get his hair cut every 30 days, or he's going to get his hair cut every year, or no, he's a Nazir Le'olam. There's no way of saying they can be divided up into subcomponents. That's really the question. Okay. So, the Zion Amud Beis.
Thank you.
Of course. My pleasure. Okay, so the Mishnah says, Hareini Nazir Shol Sheyom V'Sha'achas. Now it's a little bit different, because he didn't say Hareini Nazir. He said Hareini Nazir Shol Sheyom V'Sha'achas. Remember, Stam Nazir is Shol Sheyom, but please pay very careful attention. He didn't say Hareini Nazir V'Sha'achas. That was the previous Mishnah. What did he say? Hareini Nazir Shol Sheyom V'Sha'achas. So what's the halacha? Nazir Shol Sheyom She'ein Nazir Shol Sheyom. So this is different, because once he's appealed, this gets straight to Aaron's question. Once he's appealed to a specific amount of days, right? And if we can assume that's a milsad is bakitsusa, so we're saying what he's really looking to do is to end his naziris at a particular time. The problem here is a different kind of a problem. Naziris doesn't relate to shows, it doesn't relate to hours. So once he says 30 days and an hour, or 30 days and a second, or 30 days and 5 minutes, or whatever it is, so that bumps it up to the next unit, we round up to 31 days. So let me be very clear. Had he said Hareini Nazir V'Sha'achas, that's two Nazirus. If it's Hareini Nazir Shlo Shem Yom V'Sha'achas, the Sha'achas modifies the Shlo Shem Yom. So it becomes 31 days. So Amar Av Lo Shana Lo Da'amar Shlo Shem V'Achad Yom. Okay, Av Lo Amar Shlo Shem Yom V'Yom Echad Nazir Shtayim. But Rav says if he puts in extra words, Shlo Shem Yom, and then an additional day, Rav wants to say, by the way, we pask in this way, that it's two Naziris. Why? Because if he says, Hareini Nazir Shloshim Yom, okay, in the Mishnah, then you add a Sha'achas, we could all agree it's 31 days. But if he says, Shloshim Yom, and then V'yom Echad, right, which is a significant period of time in terms of Naziris, you know, Rav wants to say that he's a Nazir Shtayim. So Rav Sarvilak Rabbi Kiva. So Rav holds like Rabbi Kiva, a completely different area of Shas, the Darash Lishna Yaseira. So Rabbi Kiva was always keyed in on these very, 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 very subtle words, okay? Ditznan, a person is selling a property, and he says, I want you to know, he says this to the buyer, I'm not selling my bor, where let's say I gather wine, or my dus, which is an above ground pit, where I collect, let's say, wine or something else. Lo asa bor, lo asa dus. Ava bishachas lo umka viruma. Even though he included in the sale, right, all the measurements, the fill, the depth and width of the property, tzarech likach lo derech divrei Rabbi Akiva. The seller has to purchase back from the buyer access rights, because otherwise how he's going to get to bor dus, okay? It's implied likach lo derech lo de Rabbi Akiva, but Rabbi Akiva said bizman shamar lo chutz me elu. If he simply had said, with the exception of these two, Shenu Tzarech Likach Lo Derech, because it's assumed there that the bar and the dus are going to need to be acceptable. So because he went a little bit further, lo es habor, v'lo es hados, right, this is what we call in halacha the lishna yaseira. Because he went out of his way to specify those extra words, he could have said it in a more succinct fashion, so we assume bedavka doesn't include the derech there. And so similarly, Rab said, the person said, that I'm a nazir, shloshim yom, v'yom echad, why couldn't he just say, shloshim v'echad yom? So clearly what he means to say is shloshim yom, one integrated period of nazira, stam nazira shloshim yom, and then an additional day, which represents a second nazira. So otherwise, why wouldn't he have said shloshim v'echad yom? Just like Rabbi Akiva says, in the context of the sale, why don't you just say chutz me'elu? Simple. And then it would include the derech. Okay. So really what we saw today, and this is the...
Rabbi?
Yeah. Go ahead, Aaron.
Yeah, just a quick one.
Please.
So we can have a period. This Mishnah talks about the Shoa Achas. We round it up and make it 31 days. So you can have a term of 31 days. Can you have a term of 32 days and 33 days?
Anything more than 30 days, you can have. Absolutely.
You can.
Yeah.
But what formulation would lead you to... We say Shoa Achas because we rounded up to the day. Mm-hmm. We said Shoa Achas, Shoa Achas.
Well, no,
that would mean 32.
Well, if a person said Shloshim Ushtayim Yom or Shloshim Vishalosh Yom, that would be the way to get to 32. That's how you get to 30.
Effective.
Right, 32 or 33 days.
So when does it end up that you're saying Yom Echad will be a second term? How do you formulate it so that it doesn't end up as a second and third term when you're saying Shnei Yom?
Very good. So that's the difference between the two Mishnah. So one of them is if you just say Hareini Nazir, we assume that means 30 days, and then you say v'yom echad v'sha'achas, now you're starting your second term of Nazirus. Okay? So that's because you just said Hareini Nazir stam. But if you said Hareini Nazir shloshim yom v'sha'achas, the sha'achas modifies the shloshim yom. It just integrates into that, and then we round down. Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, of course. So the main idea here, and I think that this is, you know, very, very profound, is that Chazal had this deep understanding that when it comes to Nazirus, there is really a minimum at which point Halacha is going to accept it as a legitimate institution. 30 days is that point. And not only that, but all ambiguous cases really revolve around 30 days. We're going to assume that 30 days is locked in, unless you have like these very specific formulations that make it clear that you're looking to go for 31 days, etc. And that is something which is very, very important. The second idea that we talked about is that there are two different models of Nazirus in perpetuity. Nazir Olam, okay, and Nazir Le'olam. Nazir Olam means that the person never stops being a Nazir. We talked about this a little bit yesterday. Never stops being a Nazir, but we can on some level divide it up based on the subjective experience of hichbid sa'aro that gets unpleasant into whether it's annual haircuts or monthly haircuts or whatever it is, okay? And he'll bring his korbanos, and then of course the nazirus automatically restarts, okay? So you're going to restart your nazirus, but we can break it up. Hareini nazir le'olam, now you're going for something which is, you know, in a certain sense much more ambitious, right? Because you're saying, this is not subject to discrete quanta. This is not subject to internal division. This is straight. Hareini Nazir La'olam. And we had seen that model before, albeit in a different context, by Nazir HaShimshon, right? There was never any opportunity for him to sort of reload, his Nazir. So that's a very important distinction in its own right. Okay, so God willing, we will pick it up here tomorrow.